2021 will be the last season Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will be known as the Indians, a nickname Native American groups have long called racist and demeaning. The team has used the name since 1915, and an official announcement is expected sometime this week. Joining us now is the executive director of the Cleveland American Indian Movement, or AIM. Sundance is a Muscogee person who goes by one name. And Sundance, I know this is something that you and other groups have been working toward for a long time. What's your reaction to this news?
My reaction is, you know, it's positive. As you say, we have been working for a very long time. Cleveland AIM, in particular, we have been working on this for half a century. So it's not a moment too soon. We hope that everything that happens will be positive, but we are a little dubious as well.
Well, maybe because you've been working on this issue for so long, you say decades. Why do you think it has taken this long?
Well, you know, we are by every measure the poorest people in the country. We have no purchase power. And to be honest with you, the baseball team was masterful in weaving this narrative that basically indoctrinated fans to think that they were somehow honoring indigenous people.
But you see it just the opposite.
Certainly, we see it just the opposite. In an environment where we are the poorest people in the country, the least educated, the lowest life expectancy, the highest rate of teenage suicide, the highest rate of missing and murdered indigenous women, to have a baseball team named after you, you know, as honor, really does us an injustice.
I understand that activists like you have been going to baseball games in Cleveland for a long time, trying to make the case to fans in person. What's that been like? I mean, have you had backlash when you try to tell people who are supporters of the team that the name should be changed?
Well, you know, the backlash from fans have been minimal. We have had many fans support us. And now that the change is apparently going to be made, I believe there are going to be many fans who support the change. At the stadium, you know, we do talk with fans who are against the name change, but their arguments are not really coherent. And especially on opening day, where many of them are inebriated, their arguments are incoherent. So for us, you know, everybody has the right to be wrong. Our issue really is with institutional racism.
How much work still needs to be done across all of sports? As you well know, the NFL team in Washington, D.C. recently retired its name and logo this year. It's now known as the Washington Football Team. So the dominoes, as it were, are starting to fall, but it's still a lot of names out there that people find offensive.
There are a lot of names out there that people find offensive at the professional level. But, you know, in Ohio, also at the secondary school level, we have a number of school systems here that have native mascots. And we are working to change that in Ohio, but that has been slow going because we have to do this on a school system by school system basis.
We've been speaking with Sundance, a Muscogee person and executive director of the Cleveland American Indian Movement. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.